You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Liz, you're a middle child, eh?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Did you feel like you grew up just as a peacemaker at all times?
Oh, no, not at all. I was the one that, you know, got the brunt of the, you know.
You got in trouble a lot?
No, but I got, you know, by my sister and my brother, they, you know.
Ganged up on you all the time?
Yeah.
Bless your
heart. That's not very nice.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Just hanging out with my kids. We went to a water park. My daughter starts at school today, so, you know, just finishing up the summer with them.
That's nice of you to do that.
Are you glad to get her off to school? Yes, you are. Never mind. I'll just answer for you. Yes.
Yes.
I asked and answered your question, so there. Are you ready to play a little rattle off with your boys in the morning?
Sure.
Okay. You like candy?
I do.
Okay. 10 seconds. I would like for you to name in 10 seconds 5 different candies that begin with the letter M, as in Mickey Mouse. 5 candies that start with M. Ready? And go!
M&M's, Mars Bar, Milky Way,
Oh, you got 3.
Got 3. Mounds Milk Duds.
Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, nuts.
Mr. Goodbar.
It's a classic.
Liz, we enjoy talking to you. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
She sounds
She's
like
turned
so,
total Eeyore.
So deflated.
Don't mind me.
Cassidy, you're a middle child?
I am. I've got an older sister and 2 younger brothers, so quite the bunch, you know.
Wait, yeah. Did you ever feel like you were kind of invisible?
No.
Okay.
So my sister's older, and I don't know, my dad, I don't know, maybe it's just the fact that I was the firstborn son, you know, but always trying to, you know, go out and do things.
No.
It wasn't a bad thing, you know, but... I mean, I don't know. I feel like he definitely, I don't know. He definitely was trying to, you know, make it a family thing almost every time with everything, but.
Okay, that's
all right. Well, you had a good experience.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
You know, okay. So ironic enough, I worked this weekend because I was Ubering, you know, people around and that sort of thing. But I guess, so going kind of against the grain here, but I'm going on vacation starting tomorrow where I'm going to be. I'm going to have the next, like, 2 days off, and then I'm going back. I'm from Minnesota, and I'm going back to Minnesota to visit the mom, the 2 younger brothers, and we're going to go to the state fair.
Hey,
that sounds great.
Get some fun food on a stick.
I didn't do anything this weekend because I'm going to be taking the rest of the week off.
Yeah, you're working your butt off. That's all
right. Totally understand. So what fair food are you most looking forward to?
It's going to sound really weird, but they had last year when we went, they had actually like alligator hot dogs, which was really good. So I'm definitely going to have
a gator dog,
probably some cheese curds. And there's also this stand that is, they have these, they're called like Sweet Martha cookies, and they're chocolate chip, but they're just to die for. Like, they give you this big bucket, and, you know, they just melt in your mouth. That you just walk, you're walking around the fair munching on these.
It's things. A bucket of cookies?
God, that's great. Yeah.
I love it.
Man.
Just
so
walking
fun.
Around eating a bucket of cookies.
And then you get on the ride called the Zipper, and you puke them all up. So...
Oh, for sure.
That's funny.
And I guess the other fun thing about it is I guess they have like a milk stand where you buy 1 cup and then it's all you can drink for milk or whatever. So if you want to get one of these and walk over there, you're just like,
man, I could go for a delicious, refreshing cup of milk right now.
When I'm on a hot, dusty fairground.
I guess it goes with the bucket of cookies if you like, you know, your
you
dippage.
Dunk.
Yeah. I used to drink tons of, I don't know why, but tons of milk as a kid. I always blame it for being so tall, but both of my brothers are the same height, so it's probably just genetics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, listen, you have a great time. You enjoy your time in Minnesota, and let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
I am first time playing, so let's have some fun.
Let's do it.
Let's have some fun. Cassidy, I'm going to throw a curveball at you, okay?
Okay.
I was reading a story this morning about how people are up in arms. Of course, you know, it's outraged America. People like to be outraged. That it's August and so many stores have their Christmas decorations out and Christmas supplies and such. They have Christmas sales going already. So in 10 seconds here in August, you must give us five Christmas carols. Ready? And go.
Sleigh bell rings. Oh my god, I can't think right now.
Seized up, big. Your Christmas? What the hell's Christmas? When is Christmas?
I'm not in the Christmas mood.
I've never heard of Christmas.
It's August.
Whoa, buddy, you failed miserably.
That's funny. I'll just. How about wow. Jingle bells, Cassidy? You heard of that?
Silver bells, jingle bells.
I had fun though.
Oh, listen, have fair food in your future, so you're already a winner. You go have a great day, man. Okay?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
See you later.
Thank you, Cassidy. We appreciate you being on the show.
Spot on, though. We were in Costco this weekend, and they had two full aisles full of Christmas stuff. Everything was out.
Go.
Trees were out, lights,
there
everything.
There you go.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I've seen one store had an aisle with all Halloween on one side mm-hmm. and Christmas down the other side.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. They're confused.
Well, it's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Jeannie. Jeannie, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Jeannie. Middle child, is that right?
Yes. I'm a middle child, yes.
Are you?
You sound excited about it.
What are your thoughts on it? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle, so.
Literally.
No, I did good. I have an older sister. I have a younger brother. Felt ignored every so often because my brother was actually the first grandson, and I was only the second granddaughter. So I was like,
yeah,
yeah. I got a lot of combo gifts because my birthday's in December. So yeah, I was kind of
like the whole this is for your birthday and Christmas gift.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a jerk move.
Sucks.
Such a jerk move.
We think you would have done the five Christmas carols a moment ago. Would you have gotten that?
Probably. I was in choir, so I might have gotten that one.
Sure.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Jeannie?
Well, I've actually called y'all a couple times before. I haven't played or won anything, but I love calling on Mondays. I got to hang out with a lot of my friends today, this weekend, because we do a sale together, and I've just gotten to hang out with all of them this weekend, and it was just fun. It was just a lot of fun together.
What were you doing together?
Some sort of sale?
Sale? Like sailing?
It's a kids consignment sale.
Oh, sailing.
S-A-L-E.
Got you now. Okay.
Not I-L.
S-A-L-E, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you were not on Chatfield.
No. No, I, no.
All right, so you got rid of a bunch of old kids' clothes.
That's fine. Yeah. Sure.
Good.
All right, listen, let's see if you can win Rattle Off, Jeannie, in 10 seconds. We only have one other person holding. That's Amanda. Amanda, don't hang up. Even if Jeannie gets it, we still want to talk to you. We'll see how Jeannie does. 10 seconds. Where are we on here? Okay, so we were doing this story this morning, and this one is really easy, so don't blow this. But we were doing a story this morning about bacteria and germs and nasty surfaces. So in 10 seconds, Jeannie, you need to give us five things you'd never want to lick. Five things you would never want to lick. Ready?
Oh,
and go.
A toilet, a bottom of your shoe, the steering wheel, a door handle, somebody's face.
Somebody's face right there at the end. I guess it depends on who that somebody is, I guess.
It does. It totally does. There's some people I would love to lick their face, but I'll give it to you and say you're a winner! Asking Jeremy off the air, we used to have a producer, I think it was Derek, and we dared him to lick, I think it was a light switch.
It sounds very familiar,
because we had read something about how filthy, dirty light switches are, because nobody ever thinks to clean them, and everyone's dirty hands are on them.
Yeah.
So we made him lick the light switch in our studio.
And he quit. He quit shortly after. So
not long after.
We never saw him again.
Oh, my God.
Well, Jamie, I was around a lot of kids' clothing this weekend, so, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, lots of stuff.
Yeah,
I could,
yeah, nope. You don't want to lick kids.
Hey, stand by, and Josh is going to chat with you about your prize, okay?
See you later.
Yay, thank you.
Don't go away.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. We enjoyed talking to you. Just like I expect we're going to enjoy talking to Amanda. Could be wrong, but I think we will. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Middle child, eh?
I am a middle child. It's kind of interesting, though, because my brother is 1 year, almost to the day, older than my twin sister and I, but I came first. So basically, we're Irish twins. So I have a sister who is 33 minutes younger than I am and an older brother.
Oh, so you really are the middle child. That's hilarious to look at it like that.
Yeah, just barely.
Just by 30 minutes.
That is funny. That's really good.
That's good. All right.
Are you identical?
We're fraternal. She's brunette. I'm blonde. We're like completely opposites, actually. It's pretty funny.
Are you?
What kind of relationship do you have? Are you guys super, super tight?
We are now. We went through kind of, you know, a middle school phase where we were into other things. We were completely opposite in everything. I was into sports and, like, student council and really good at school. And she was, like, kind of with the emo crowd and, you know.
Yeah.
So we were very close as little kids. Kind of,
I wonder,
you know,
if that is the.
And then, yeah.
I wonder if that's the identical versus fraternal angle. Because so many people talk about how they're identical twins. It's almost like they are one person. They are so close in everything. I bet that has something to do with it. Would you
Could
think?
Be.
You know,
I mean,
more about it than
great.
Me, Amanda.
Well, it was great. We had our own identities completely growing up. So we were twins, but we were definitely our own people. So, and she's actually moving to Colorado, so I hope to turn on to the John and Jeremy show.
Hooray! Where's she coming from?
I'm a long-time listener. California.
Oh, yeah, this is an upgrade for sure. Hey, do you ever feel things like if she gets hurt, like on her hand or something, do you ever get like a pain in your hand? Or have you had any of those situations where you feel like you're thinking the same thing?
You know, there's been a couple times where I'll like wake up in kind of a panic and call her and be like, are you okay? And one time she was like, you know what? I'm actually getting a really excruciating tattoo right now. Uh-huh. And so that was sort of interesting. So, I mean, every once in a while, yeah, I feel like we do have those
something
moments.
Something trippy happens like that.
You know, that's a
that's interesting.
That's a quantum mechanics thing. It's quantum physics going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the tattoo she was getting?
She had this, it was like a tiger was on her like leg, and it was a tiger getting eaten by a shark, I think.
Beautiful. Beautiful
yeah,
tattoo.
Really cool.
Yeah. What was that supposed to symbolize?
Come on, Amanda. You know you looked at it and you were like,
she's like, this is me symbolizing eating my twin.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
We'll say it if you won't. Yeah, you weren't impressed.
That sounds ugly.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Amanda?
Jeremy's going to love this, but we were in a wedding. We went to a wedding. We weren't in the wedding, but we just got to go. We went to Breckenridge, and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful wedding. It was nice to be out of the heat. It was like 70 and sunny and not too
hot. Well, yeah, at least you got to go hang in Breck, though. The wedding,
right.
You know, passed.
Right.
I would have left early.
Right.
Whose wedding was it?
Well, and I have two little kids, and so we, you know, we were kidless for one night, which was nice.
Oh, right on. Kisses.
Perfect. No wonder that was
smooching.
The highlight of your weekend. A
lot
That's
of making
great.
Out going on, probably.
It was fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Good for you. Well, listen, we have had a delightful time chatting with you. Sorry you didn't get to play the game this time, but maybe next time, okay?
Maybe next time. Thank you.